It's Maryland Morning on WIPR. I'm Sheila Cast. Tomorrow is the birthday of 19th century English writer Mary Shelley. She's most famous for her creation of Victor Frankenstein, a character who has come to represent the prototypical mad scientist.
It's alive! In the name of God, now I know what it feels like to be God.
As of last fall, Mary Shelley's novel, Frankenstein, is alive and online in its original manuscript form. It's part of the Shelley Godwin Digital Archive. We spoke last October with one of the collaborators on the archive, University of Maryland English professor Neil Freistadt. He's director of the Maryland Institute for Technology in the Humanities at the University of Maryland. He joined us on the line from New York City, where he kicked off the opening of the Digital Archive. I began by asking him to describe it for us.
It gathers together from around the world all the known manuscripts of the works of Percy Shelley, his wife Mary Shelley, and Mary Shelley's two famous parents, William Godwin and Mary Wollstonecraft. Some people call them England's first family of writers.
And why is it important to focus on them?
They were crucial writers at a moment of cultural transformation. And if we look, for instance, at Frankenstein, there's perhaps no popular work that gets as much attention worldwide and gets reproduced in as many forms because that work is so rich and was able to speak both to Mary Shelley's moment in compelling ways and to people through the next 200 years.
Yeah, I think people enjoy Frankenstein so much and are so pleasurably frightened by it that the idea that it's great literature has kind of fallen by the wayside.
Yeah, and you know, there are several more famous literary works that live as high literature, poems by Percy Shelley, poems by Byron, poems by Keats. But somehow Frankenstein has managed to speak to so many that it's become a part of popular culture in ways that Shelley's Prometheus Unbound, for instance, hasn't.
Who are your collaborators in this digital archive?
My co-principal investigator on this project is Elizabeth Denlinger of the New York Public Library. She's curator of the Forzheimer collection of Shelley and his circle. And Liz and I have been working with teams in the UK, in the United States, the Bodleian Library at Oxford, the British Library, Harvard's Library, the Huntington Library. And we've all pooled together their manuscript holdings. And we now have prepared for the archive 90% of the known manuscripts of those four important writers.
Now, I gather that because of the way the Shelleys and their parents wrote, that this is kind of more confusing than a lot of manuscripts might be.
Yeah, when you're looking at rough drafts, it's not the same thing as looking at a fair copy of a finished work that you can follow from start to finish. One of the reasons we started with Frankenstein as our first release from the archive is because it models the very close literary collaboration between Percy and Mary Shelley. And you can see it on the page, and you can see the archive is set up so that if you just want to see what parts of Frankenstein Percy Shelley himself wrote in draft, you can see those parts in his hand, or if you just want to see what Mary Shelley wrote, you can see those parts in her hand. And you get to see the very close collaboration that emerged from this novel, so close that there's been debates over the last 60 years since people have actually started studying the manuscripts themselves over how much of Frankenstein Percy Shelley wrote. And there are even some people who believe that he is the principal author of Frankenstein, although the evidence that everyone will now be able to access through our archive will show that that's simply wrong.
On 88.1 WIPR, this is Maryland Morning. I'm Sheila Cast, speaking with University of Maryland English professor Neil Freistadt. He's co-director of the Shelley Godwin Digital Archive. Victor Frankenstein says in Shelley's book, quote, "How dangerous is the acquirement of knowledge, and how much happier that man is who believes his native town to be the world than he who aspires to be greater than his nature will allow," unquote. One of the themes in the book is about the danger of knowledge, of technology. Is it ironic that you're putting this particular book's manuscript online?
Yeah, I mean, that's a wonderful question. And of course, Victor doesn't follow his own advice, which is one of the main points. I think, though, when you take a step back, Mary Shelley's talking about a certain inflected use of technology, a kind of patriarchal, mad, heroic use of technology to make us all more than human in some way. And we think of the archive as one way for people to actually explore their own humanity. Technology can bring us greater insights into ourselves, just as it can give us possibilities for destroying ourselves.
So I gather that there's a lot more to this than simply being able to trace exactly who wrote what when.
Right.
There's a whole public annotation aspect of this. Can you give us an idea what that is going to be?
Yes. We are building an infrastructure that we call Skylark, and it's about building a participatory platform for enabling students in the classroom and people in the public to help curate the contents of the archive.
What does that mean?
Yeah. So in this case, curate means there'll be ways for people to see and correct transcriptions of the page images. And for many page images, there won't be transcriptions to begin with. That's not the case with Frankenstein, but that will be the case. And we will be inviting people to transcribe what they see. We'll be providing them with ways to encode what they see. And we'll be providing them with ways to annotate what they see. We don't right now have many citizen humanists, and one great goal of the archive is to provide a model for how citizen humanists, people who are interested in the content and research of the humanities, how they can play a role and be a part of it and enrich our cultural heritage.
Neil Freistadt is director of the Maryland Institute for Technology in the Humanities at the University of Maryland. We spoke last fall. The Shelley-Godwin Archive will release Percy Shelley's Prometheus Unbound notebooks in the early fall. We've got a link to the digital archive at our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. I'm Sheila Cass. More ahead on Maryland Morning. Stay with us on 88.1.